So we recently had Vukile Property Fund in our studios boasting a strong set of financials on the back of its macro diversification and exposure to Spain in particular, because to an extent, it's worked to offset some local pressure given the company's retail property exposure in a low to no growth environment. CEO Lawrence Rapp joins me now to take a look at the state of retail in South Africa, with data today showing sales growth of 2.4% year on year in April, and how it's impacting the way they play the South African space. Thanks so much, Lawrence, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, retail sales numbers coming through today at double the rate of growth that had been expected. And while we know, you know, that these tend to be very volatile prints on a month-on-month basis, I have to ask, how reflective of the reality would you say?
Sure. It's very nice to see a positive number, but I think it would be foolhardy to think that things have changed and things are really good on the ground. It still remains very, very challenging. You know, we still see the consumer under pressure. I think there is a negative in consumer confidence overall, and that weighs down heavily on the sector overall. So whilst, you know, there is sort of some kind of a green shoots coming through in this number, I think it will still take a sustained set of these types of numbers before we see any more positivity coming back into the retail environment.
Yeah. The last time we roped you in, you talked about a chunk of your focus shifting to getting to know and understand your customer, the consumer. What is that revealing about consumer wants and how and where they're spending right now?
Sure. I think for us that's critical. You know, it's interesting when one looks at the retail sector, you look at the retail property sector, one tends to look at averages. And I think the averages often mask what's really happening in certain specific assets, because it's really critical to dig down and understand each portfolio, each asset, how dominant an asset is in its node. So people are still going to shop. They've still got many needs. We tend to focus more on the lower LSM market, so it's a lot more defensive in its nature in terms of consumer spend. And that continues. The key then becomes is how dominant is your asset in the market? And how well do you know your customer? And that's for us is sort of a new area of focus and growth, is sort of to get to understand our markets in even more depth, because at the end of the day, if you're meeting your customers' needs, they're still going to come to your shopping centers. And that's what then allows you to grow rentals, grow earnings for shareholders, etc.
Is it influencing your tenant mix, you know, and the draw cards to your properties, or is it still early days yet?
Most definitely. I think what we're seeing is certain categories coming off the boil. For example, department stores. That's certainly hurt the Edgar's environment. I think that story is well known. The flip side of that is what we're seeing is a lot of what we would call second-tier nationals. These are generally fairly, you know, large groups, 100 stores plus, but not listed, that are really looking to take up space in our malls. And in fact, all the space that we have taken back from Edcon has already been relet to these second-tier nationals. And I think that for us is quite an exciting new development, because it means it brings greater choice for shoppers. It's not the same old, that every mall you go into has got the same national tenants that are there. And I think what it's doing is allowing sort of, if you like, emerging and newer retailers to come through, get prime spaces in our mall, and hopefully that then builds the next great retailers in our economy.
I find it surprising that there are still new and emerging retailers that are popping up in the current economic climate.
Sure, and I think it's people who tend to maybe be a little bit closer to their customers as well. Hard to mention names specifically here, but we've got food players that trade exceptionally well that are coming into the market. We're seeing different fashion players. Athleisure is a category that is growing quite well. But I think you're also seeing changing preferences. So we're seeing a greater focus on speciality retail as opposed to the department stores. And that obviously then provides a lot of clues for us in terms of tenant mix, who to bring in, how to make the shopping centres more interesting.
Yeah, you touched on Edcon, and of course it's that restructuring and the kind of space that potentially frees up that's been making headlines now for the longest while.
Sure.
But more recently, added to that, talk about space being freed up by Standard Bank as it closes shop on some fronts. Does that open up more lucrative opportunities for you, or do you simply lose business there?
We think it creates opportunity. I think, you know, if one sort of only ever responds in the negative of a tenant closing, it becomes very difficult. But if you have a look at it, you know, the banks are generally well positioned in our centres. Also in our markets, we've had minimal, I think we have 3 Standard Bank branches closing in our entire portfolio. And that is because in the lower LSM market, people still do transact a lot in the cash economy. Mm-hmm. They need access to bank branches. So we've actually had a very minimal impact. but the banks are well located. We've recently put fiber into all of our shopping centers to make, you know, new opportunities. Our shopper app is coming on stream. But what if we're now able to start bringing in an SME business unit in a space that was occupied by a bank? That creates very exciting opportunities. We're actually now saying to the community, come and be part of the shopping mall. So we talk, you know, within Vukile figuratively about removing the fences, making the mall one with the community in which we operate in. And that's not only from an individual retail perspective, but what about for the SMEs operating in the area?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you've got to look for those opportunities, and I think there will be exciting new changes.
Of course, that further reflected in your vacancies, because they've reduced slightly contrary to most trends. How much, though, have you had to give, Lawrence, where one assumes tenants are driving a pretty hard bargain when it comes to keeping their costs down, you know, for at least the short to medium term?
We fortunately haven't had to give in that situation. If you look, 7 of our top 10 tenants had positive reversions over the last year. And it comes back to what I said at the beginning, and that is you've got to look at the individual assets. So we've got, you know, a large township and rural mall portfolio. Trading densities are well north of national averages. And our rent-to-sales ratios are very low. So what we are doing is we're still providing very profitable malls for tenants to trade in. And when that's done, really you're having a negotiation about a pocket in Dobsonville or a pocket in Gugulethu. It's not saying what are we doing in the whole portfolio. And when you do that, you can actually sort of look at the fact saying how well are you trading in an area, what is your rent to sales, and that's where we've been able to get the positive reversions.
With that being your exposure and the kind of you know, consumer market you're catering to right now, how much of a challenge does an increasingly omni-channel world present to you? Because, you know, when you think about it, it is expected to dent foot traffic in quite a big way.
So that is, you know, we could do a whole show on that one alone. I think this view of the retail apocalypse is grossly overplayed. And I think even more so in the South African context when you look at our market. So I think it would, again, be a very naive shopping center owner that says, you know, there will be no impact from online retail. I think rather it's about saying we have this omni-channel world. How do you actually now interact between the two? So, for example, as I mentioned, we've put fiber in our malls. We currently are in testing phase with our app. But what the shopper app does is allow customers to come into our malls and get free Wi-Fi. Once they've got that free Wi-Fi, we can now start a conversation with the consumer. We can let the tenant send an offer to a consumer when they're in the mall. We can call the customer to the mall with special offers. So I think that is how we're trying to respond to it, is to say, how do we use technology as an enabler? But ultimately, it comes back to what's consumer behavior trends and how do we understand those? Technology is merely an enabler today. That will change.
Let's leave it there, Lawrence. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Lawrence Rapp is CEO of Vukile Property Fund.